Everyone. Welcome. Welcome to this session on Dynamics and the e-commerce solution that we have built with SharePoint 2013. My name is Balaji. I'm a program manager on the Dynamics product group. Along with me on stage is Meera Mahabala. She's also a program manager on the Dynamics product team. So today what we're going to cover is the e-commerce solution that we have built between Dynamics and SharePoint team collaboration. Before we get started, a quick agenda and focus of what we're going to talk about. We'll start with the Dynamics e-commerce solution, the overview, solution components, how these components work with each other, so on and so forth. And then we'll switch gears and actually talk about the aspect of how do you manage an online web storefront, an online channel, from within Dynamics and how that integrates with the web storefront that we have built with SharePoint and SharePoint 2013, how that whole interaction works. And then we'll finish off with the ability for us to customize and extend the solution across all of these components. So we'll talk about what these components are and how the extensibility works, and for a given customer, given implementation, how you can take advantage of the extensibility model across all the solution components, and finish off with that. So before I get started, show of hands, how many of you have heard about Dynamics, know what Dynamics is about? That's better than I thought. That's great. So for those of you who didn't raise your hands, a quick 10-second overview. Dynamics, when you hear about Dynamics, there are two offerings from Microsoft. One is a Dynamics CRM offering, customer relationship management offering, and then there is the Dynamics ERP offering, which is enterprise resource planning. So throughout this presentation and whenever we talk about web storefront, when you hear about the e-commerce offering, it is the Dynamics ERP offering that we are referring to. And what it allows is, from within a ERP offering, we have Dynamics AX, which is the solution that is targeted towards upper mid-market and enterprise-type customers. It's a global solution. It's available in over 40 countries today with several thousand customers, and that is the context in which we are going to talk about. And Dynamics AX offers wide variety of capabilities from human resources, payroll, manufacturing, retail industry solutions, inventory management, and so on and so forth. So it's a very comprehensive solution. So we won't cover all of that in today's solution, but just from a context perspective, that's what I wanted to share to begin with. To start with, what does let's spend some time on the components of the e-commerce solution that we have built, starting with the SharePoint 2013 server, the backend or the Dynamics AX product that powers and the integration that has been built out, along with the commerce runtime and the commerce data exchange services. So before we go into the solution itself, as we thought about the solution when we began building this, the biggest, and you know, you guys have attended many sessions throughout the last several days here about SharePoint 2013 and the capabilities there. But even at a fundamental level, if you look at multiple organizations across the world, the biggest pain point that most of them have today is the channels through which they sell products to their customers, whether it is a physical brick-and-mortar type retail stores, or whether it is online physical, the online web storefront, or kiosk, social media, and the emerging trends there. The biggest pain point is that they have systems that power these channels that are quite independent. So what that means is, even though you have an ERP backbone of your company, you don't have that seamlessly integrated to all your channels. So many organizations have their e-commerce and the web storefront actually powered through a separate system, and then they have this blinking band-aid that you see here on the screen, and they put some custom work to actually integrate that online storefront back into ERP. And the problem with that is, not only do you not get the power of a seamless integration out of the box, most importantly what happens is data is stale, and you don't get the right data at the right time from an online commerce standpoint. And secondly, this integration gets a lot more complicated over the course of the lifetime of the storefront itself. So what we wanted to do is actually take advantage of the Dynamics backend that we currently have, and have a very good a rich story out of the box from an e-commerce standpoint. With our vision, though, in terms of what we want to be able to do is build one solution that powers multiple channels. So we call this as a multi-channel solution with omni-channel workflows. So many, many organizations today throughout the world are aspiring to have a system like this or a solution like this where I can control practically everything that I need to know, whether it is the right inventory that I need to sell in different channels, what are the different prices that I need to, who am I promoting to, who are my customers, where do they shop, and the touch points from a consumer standpoint. These days, the trend is if I'm interacting with an organization, let's say it's a retailer, and they want the touch points to be seamless across all of these channels, whether I'm browsing on my phone and making a purchase, whether I go to a physical brick and mortar store, or whether I go to an online storefront. They want the experience to be personalized, they want the interaction to be smooth, and they want the workflows to be common across all of these channels. And what we have done in this release, in Dynamics, the AX release that we are referring to is going to be available in 2 weeks. So 12.1 is the general availability of the solution. And as part of that release, we've collaborated very closely with SharePoint team and built the solution for the e-commerce offering by taking advantage of everything that Dynamics provides from a back-end standpoint. So whether it is warehouse management, inventory management, order fulfillment, pricing, promotion, all of that can be done centrally for a line of business application for any organization, so to speak. And out of the box, we have built integration capabilities, taking full advantage of SharePoint 2013 core capabilities. Therefore, out of the box, you have an e-commerce solution that is tailored to meet these challenges. And by being able to have one system that powers these channels, what you can accomplish, which is very, very hard in many organizations these days, is the ability for somebody, a consumer, to buy online and actually get the product shipped to their address, or buy online, actually go to a physical store locally and actually pick up those orders. And all these omni-channel workflows, as we call it, becomes extremely easier and more feasible because it is one powered by a central Dynamics AX installation, but more importantly, of the seamless nature in which the e-commerce solution has been built out. So what does it look like? So a very, very high-level overview of what the solution looks like is many business organizations actually have the ability to have a variety of different personas who use their ERP system, whether it's a merchandising manager, catalog manager, and so on and so forth. They use their back-end Dynamics system to manage the products, manage pricing, promotion, and whatnot. And the way we have built the solution is they can continue. Each of the persona continues to have their own role. They have their own ability to manage their business processes right from within their own systems. And behind the scenes, we have integrated a rich set of data that moves between the Dynamics backend to SharePoint. So a good example of that would be like a sales catalog, the ability for you to target different products that can be sold online. And we have made that integration possible. So a product catalog actually gets published to SharePoint. And from an online consumer standpoint, they will interact with the storefront that the retail organization or any other organization makes it available. And as they interact with the SharePoint-based storefront, we've also made it much more elegant and easier to consume a lot of the complex business data that is made available in ERP. Now it is available as part of a commerce runtime. So the CRT here, the acronym stands for commerce runtime. And as the consumer actually interacts with the storefront, the commerce runtime is the one that actually calculates the prices, promotions, shipping options, and whatnot. Variety of different business computations are done by the runtime, enabling the consumer to actually make a purchase, all the aspects that you've heard about the SharePoint 2013, from managed navigation to faceted navigation, all of those capabilities exist. At the end of all of that, when the consumer actually adds products to the shopping cart, places an order, that particular order actually flows back into Dynamics. So what it really means is now I have central management of all my orders originating across variety of different channels, including specifically the online web storefront, coming into AX, and we take advantage of the Dynamics AX backend capability to be able to fulfill those orders. Not only do you have visibility of these orders, you can actually fulfill them. And because it is powered by Dynamics in the backend, all other channels, like a brick and mortar channel, for example, that is powered by Dynamics, have visibility into all of these orders that that are placed from an online storefront. So that's just a quick overview. I'll hand it over to Meera to talk a little bit more about the solution components.
Okay, so we heard a little bit about the components that come into play for a Dynamics e-commerce solution. Let's look at the architecture diagram itself to see how they connect to each other. On the left-hand side, basically here, you have the Dynamics AX for retail, right, which has the headquarters system with all the financials and all of it. We have the data exchange, which enables us to send all the configurations that is made within the headquarters onto the runtime. So that's using the CDX platform for the syncing, and we have a real-time service that can the components can call back into to get the data that's configured in AX for retail. The third component we have is the commerce runtime itself, which has a cache data store, which we're calling here as a CRTDB. And we have the runtime services that essentially will have all the business logic to compute pricing, shipping, taxes, and the various components that you might so choose to. So the commerce runtime itself is a set of DLLs that can be hosted in the SharePoint server too. So now moving on to the SharePoint server here, you have the set of components that you're all familiar with from other sessions, the product catalog site collection right on the top, the search index that crawls the catalog data and retains it in the search index, and the publishing site collection, which is where the online store will be hosted and which interacts with the search index for all the browse data of products, category hierarchy, and the like. So what we do is from the commerce runtime services and from the data, its data store itself, we have a component called the SharePoint connector, which essentially takes all the data from here and uses the server-side object model of SharePoint to upload it to the product catalog site collection. So now all the business data that is made, that is configured from AX, can be from SharePoint connector made available within the search index. And this operation, once they configure it here, we directly make it available in the search index. So all of this can be treated as a black box, essentially, if you so require it to. The other side of it, so this is for the entire browse experience itself. But the other side of it is you might want transaction data, so any data associated with real-time pricing that you want to upload, or shipping data, or taxes, and the like. All of those are exposed to through a set of commerce AJAX services that form a wrapper above the commerce runtime services and are accessible through a set of e-commerce web parts that we ship as part of the online store itself. And we'll go into all of this in a little bit more detail, including demos. But basically, the e-commerce web parts access the commerce AJAX services and through them, the runtime services as required. And from there on, the AX data itself. The consumer, of course, interacts with the publishing site collection, submits the order. The order goes back into the AJAX services, into the CRTDB, and we return control back to the order as soon as we cache the order in the CRTDB itself. And then offline, we batch upload the orders into the Dynamics AX system. So this also keeps the isolation in terms of the way you would like the orders processed. We allow, in fact, the Commerce Runtime Service, as it ships today, has a number of checks for orders to make them to make sure that they're legitimate, including payment authorization, address checks, and the like. So all of that is done and returned back into the online store. So let's go into these components a little bit more. This is about the adaptive experiences that SharePoint 2013 offers that we leverage for the entire e-commerce solution. The first one is the search-driven experiences, because all the catalog data is uploaded into the search index and served from there. This has a number of capabilities, including the fact that you can have very few pages, and with dynamic nature of the way you can query the search index, you can create a number of pages for each category and each product detail and the like. faceted and managed navigation. So through faceted navigation, you're able to define refiners at each category level. So your TVs can have a different set of refiners like screen size and memory, and your the cameras can have zoom and megapixels or whatever other refiners you might choose. Managed navigation is essentially the navigation hierarchy that you see on top of the online store itself, and this is seamlessly enabled through SharePoint. The next aspect of it is the whole recommendations engine that SharePoint 2013 has, and they have a rich capability of allowing to maintaining click-through data, views, and the like, and the possibilities of making this experience richer for recommendations is quite large because of this. And the last one we have there is the device channels experience that SharePoint 2013 provides. And clearly, in our online store, and we will showcase this also in a bit, that we can show a mobile skin can be added very easily, and we can have the rest of the business logic and others maintained as we require it. The commerce runtime services. Let's go a little bit into the commerce runtime services to see what the capabilities are that we offer. The first one is about pricing, sales tax, and shipping services. For pricing, we have an ability to compute pricing per customer as required for the online store, and this will be a real-time price that we can get because we'll continuously sync data from the Dynamics environment into the runtime itself, so they can get the most effective price at that point of time. Sales taxes, we support destination-based sales tax, so you can, depending on the shipping destination that you are shipping the specific product to, we have a configuration that you can set up within AX, and that will compute the sales tax for you accordingly. Shipping services, so we will be able to integrate with multiple shipping providers to compute compute both the price and the tracking numbers and the like. We also enable, we also have discounts and promotion services, which will compute the exact discount you have to apply to a specific product. We have quantity and store availability information. So now, once you set up the entire dynamic system that's connected to your stores and connected to the online store, we are able to actually fetch the real-time quantity availability among all these stores or warehouses, for that example, and we are able to surface that within the online store itself. And we also include a set of shopping cart services, so you're able to do everything, including adding, removing, updating a cart, and we persist the shopping cart information within the commerce runtime DB. So they're able to also use that for other features within the online store itself. So commerce data exchange, like we talked about, this is the method of exchanging data between the Dynamics and the commerce runtime itself. So the first is the commerce data outbound data. So the outbound data from the Dynamics environment is about inventory, pricing, and any other configuration information that you have configured for the specific online channel. The inbound data is about synchronizing transaction status information and the like. We also have a real-time service, which we use for things like customer lookup, including creating the customer itself. We also use it for order history information. So when a customer wants to retrieve the specific order history, we use this particular service. And finally, the most powerful thing about the whole commerce data exchange system is that it's completely extensible. And what you can do is, as you customize Dynamics AX to include more entities, you can customize what you want to be synchronized, what you want to synchronize to the commerce runtime fairly easily using a very easy approach of including tables. So with that, you can also schedule synchronization. So you can, for instance, schedule the frequency in which you would like to synchronize all these data automatically into the commerce runtime.
So let's take a look at some key aspects of how do you manage, now that you understand the high-level picture in terms of how AX and SharePoint integrates along with the commerce runtime and the commerce data exchange. Let's spend a few minutes on some of the key aspects of what does it take to manage the online storefront. Now, I want to be, I'll take a quick second here. So everything that SharePoint 2013 offers, all the great capabilities, we have taken full advantage of it in the solution. Now, the important thing here that we're going to talk about is the aspect of the storefront and what happens there is fundamentally all about SharePoint and SharePoint capabilities. This part of the equation is how do I manage this centrally from within an ERP system, from within a Dynamics system, so that the aspect of actually having a storefront is very simple and it's all seamless built into the solution. So you no longer have to build anything outside. So let's take a quick example of what the core examples are, which is centralized channel management. So you can go into, and Meera will demo this in a bit here very quickly. The aspect is you go into one place and I can see all my channels. So centrally being able to manage my channels, view it, edit it, and I can have different aspects of what Dynamics offers in terms of online organization model itself. Very few systems out there can actually do this, first of all, integrated, and second of all, by having a different organization model, I can have, let's say, my online storefront, I can group them, I can cluster them into specific set of online channel groups, and I can have different purposes for these channels. So I can put my online channel as part of a replenishment group that is different than for reporting, that is different for assortment, so that you can very easily make those organization models available for a variety of different purposes. If I simply want to say, hey, I want to offer 25% discount on all products that are carried online, and I want to be able to do that, I can simply make that available as part of this the groups that we are talking about. Or I can go into more granularity in terms of how that is managed. The second thing is, again, Dynamics offers a variety of different frameworks and capabilities, and one of the important thing there is about financial dimensions and dimension framework. What you can do is by associating an online channel to one or more financial dimensions, you don't have to worry about anything, because as these online orders are coming in, it'll get stamped, it'll get tagged with those dimensions, and very quickly you can slice and dice that data right out of the box based on those dimensions that you have set up. Meera already touched upon the navigational hierarchy. Actually, she'll show that. The managed navigation that you heard about in SharePoint 2030 now can be centrally controlled from within Dynamics, so you don't have to go anywhere else. I create an online channel, associate that to a navigational hierarchy from within AX, publish it, and your website will function right out of the box. Now, the aspect about beyond channel is what products are actually going to be sold. When are they going to be, when do they have to be sold, and the aspect around it. Again, from Dynamics, we have built in a very powerful sales catalog that you can build. So you can decide, I'm going to carry these products to be sold on my online storefront between these date ranges, meaning time effective availability. But then on top of it, I can actually build rich enrichment on top of it. So I can add additional attributes, I can add images, I can add rich metadata that can then, right out of Dynamics, will get published into Storefront. And we have a slide that explains what the entity mapping looks like. But the idea here is you not only control your products, you control your pricing, you control availability data, and ability for you to manage all of that centrally from within Dynamics before it gets published to the Storefront. The next important thing is here around pricing and inventory management. So we're not talking specific. I mean, most organizations, when they sell products online, they have very complicated pricing engines. So it's not just about a base price. It's just not about a promotion. You have a variety of different ways that I can manage pricing. So for example, I can have pricing at the channel level. So I can say these products on my online store is different than what is available for my mobile channel. This is different than what is available for my brick and mortar channel. So you can do that. I can then, on top of it, actually have product pricing that are different by customers or by customer groups. Again, you can do that right from within Dynamics. And then on top of it, we have a variety of different promotions. So you can say, if you buy up to these many quantities, units, you get a different price than otherwise. So we call that as a multi-line or a quantity-based discount. You can have straightforward discounts to say whether it is percentage-based or dollar-based. You can do that. And more importantly, you can also have what we call as mix and match, which is the ability for you to put together a variety of different combinations. So for example, a deal price. So if I put four products as part of a bundle, you get a different deal price. I can also say buy this and get something else for 50% off, or buy this from a specific department or a category and I get something else as free or as a promotional unit. So many, many different aspects of how you can manage your pricing and promotion can be done from within Dynamics. And leave alone, so there is an important point that Meera made that I wanted to stress here, which is it's not just about business and business computation, but more importantly these days, as we want to enable rich experiences, when I go online, when I look at the product that I'm interested in, SharePoint offers immense capabilities to pull in content from everywhere. Structured content like product catalog, but also unstructured content, you know, things that comes from news feeds, from social media, from reviews, ratings, whatnot. So the idea is to promote and actually make that conversion from an interest into a sale as quickly as possible. Now, one of the things around inventory management is fundamental for that is because not only can you know what products are being sold, where, and the prices, but managing the inventory. How many units do I have? Is it available in stock? Can I place an order and feel assured that I'll get this product in time for my whatever reason that I'm actually buying it is critical. So inventory management, warehouse management, being able to know which quantity is available when is a fundamental part of what Dynamics brings in order to take advantage of the storefront that is built on SharePoint 2013. And also we have the capability to say allocation, replenishment, purchasing, all of those decisions can be done as well. And Meera touched upon this as well. Once the orders flow into AX, into Dynamics, you can actually fulfill them across one or more channels as well. So out of the box, as part of the shopping cart, which is fundamental here, is the ability to take payments. So I need to be able to take a credit card or any other form of payment. And again, from an out-of-the-box solution standpoint, we have integrated payment capabilities that then meet the industry standard compliance in terms of PCI and whatnot. So with that, Meera is going to show a quick demo of this entire experience.
So some of you might have seen this online store showcased in other sessions too, but right now we look at it from the lens of the what is driving this particular store itself and what's the data that's driving, and we'll talk to some of the SharePoint features also as and when I can. So like we talked about, this whole navigation, the hierarchy that we see right on top here is being driven from Dynamics in this particular case. It's been configured within Dynamics and it's been brought here. A good example here that has been added, for example, is the winter sale node itself, right? And we should be able to go into the winter sale and look at some of the products that are within the winter sale catalog that we can see right here as we look at it. And this talks to the catalog abilities also, where as part of the business processes, they try to put some products on sale, and they could very well bring these products into a catalog within Dynamics. They publish it, and then it's available in the search index for use as and when. So let's go a little bit into the cameras right here. And what we see on the left-hand side is the faceted navigation refiners that show up. Right, and you see the color right on top, we see the brand, and you can see the prices that can also be refined. So one of the things that we do is we load the base price of an item for a single quantity that applies to all customers into the SharePoint product catalog so that we can do things like refiners, for example. So this will not apply for a specific customer, but it can apply at least for all customers. So some price data like that is already loaded into the product catalog site collection itself. So let's go ahead here and refine into one of these colors right here. And we did the blue, and a very nice feature that I like of SharePoint here is it automatically changes the refiners for the remaining attributes also. So the megapixel only show up for the ones that apply for the blue cameras, for example. So I'll go ahead here and click on one of the product details of one of these cameras here. We use image renditions, so we are for the same image, we don't need to upload multiple sizes of it. So we do use the image rendition feature of SharePoint to make sure that the thumbnail and the zoom-in picture are both available. What you see here is the price. Like I mentioned, this is the price that applies to all customers. We see the description. There is the set of variants that were uploaded again and configured from Dynamics itself. So the three colors show up. You're able to select whichever color you so choose. I'll leave the blue in there. And then there's, of course, the quantity available. Let's go down a little bit here. You see the product description, a very detailed product description that can be put in, including the features section. This can be rich HTML that you upload and can be seen as such. Another interesting feature that we have here is the specification itself. What we allow you to do in Dynamics is have megapixels, zoom, and screen size, for example, to be separate attributes. You can define this as a composite attribute. It will get clubbed together and comes into the runtime and into the SharePoint system as JSON. So the UI can render it very easily, and we'll see some other examples in which the whole Ajax services expose data as JSON, and data binding becomes really simple for you to show this data itself. So that's the basic product details page that we have here. Let's go ahead and add this particular one to cart. And this is happening through client-side JavaScript. It's really quick, like you can see. We go ahead and let's click on checkout. So once I click on checkout, you are brought to this page, which is about customer logging into the system itself. We allow two types of customers, anonymous, like most online stores do. And we also have a notion in by which, you, if you're a returning customer, you can actually go ahead and put in your credentials. So I'm going to go ahead and put in my fake shopper credentials right here. And I'll go ahead and click on sign in. And this brings me to the checkout page. So this is the very first of the pages that for the process of checking out itself. And right now here I am, and I can choose multiple options. So I can do a pick up in store, like you can see, or I can do a ship items to me. Let's just click on pick up items in store for a minute here. And what you see here is the Bing Maps control that's being rendered. I'm going to go ahead and click on select, put in my zip code, which is the Redmond zip code that we have. And of course, you can use city and state too, but for this purpose, I use 98052. And what you're seeing here is two stores showing up within that vicinity. Right, and also, not only are these stores in the vicinity, they're also stores that have this specific product in the inventory. So both of those have been looked at this point of time. This Bing Map feature itself is pretty cool in that you can move it around, and you should be able to select different stores as you require. So this is the pickup in store scenario, but I'm going to go ahead at this point. I'll change the scenario to ship items to me. We'll go a little bit more into pick up items later when we try to customize something. So let's go ahead into ship items to me here. And I'm going to go ahead and say use default address. And the name of my fake shopper ID is Jennifer Arden. So I'll go ahead and put that in. And now I'm going to, on the right-hand side, what you see here, it says calculate shipping methods and charges. So I'm going to go ahead and click on that. And again, the set of shipping methods that you're seeing on the right-hand side is configured for this particular online store and has inventory, and we also has associated with this particular product. So it's the intersection of the online store and the product that we are showing the three shipping methods that are available. Let's go ahead and select the standard shipping method. And I'm going to go ahead and click on next step here. The billing address is the same as the shipping address, and I'll go ahead and put the payment details. So what you're seeing on the right-hand side is the default payment integration that we provide. And essentially, we allow a system where we authorize the payment when we do a submit here, and we'll do a capture when the product is shipped. So we allow this integration between the online store and the AX itself. So I'll go ahead and put my address here, and I have my credit card number here, so we'll go ahead and put that in.
And while Mira is typing there, just think about what she was showing. Everything from product to pricing, not only that, to shipping methods, shipping options, shipping charges, everything is controlled and managed in one system, and it is fully integrated. So store availability, inventory availability, to shipping, all of that comes directly from within one system and rendered on the storefront.
Yes. So I'm going to go ahead and click on next step here. And let's just review this order a little bit. So we have the camera we selected. We have the price. What we also have is the shipping and handling information. So this information, depending on the shipping, could have reached out to a carrier, gotten a price back and put it in, or it could have been a configured price from within AX. So you could have used either of those mechanisms to put this particular price back in. Taxes, based on the destination you're shipping it for, the taxes are computed and shown here. We also have a method of adding coupon codes, the method of adding reward cards. So you can actually specify a loyalty card which will accrue points and you will reflect it back in the main headquarters system. So all other channels that you use this particular card from can put it all back into the accrue in the same card essentially. So with this, so then you're able to see the billing address, of course, and the payment method and the last four digits of the payment card that is being sent. So I'm going to go ahead here and click on submit order. And like you see, so this particular confirmation number that's coming back here is right from the commerce runtime. So it was pretty quick. We do all the validation required up front, and we have returned control back to the consumer itself. They have a confirmation number that they can use also. So now let's just go back into Dynamics AX.
And one point that, if I may, so Meera added just one item on the shopping cart. So let's say you add two or three or four products. The solution is rich enough to actually allow you to say, the first item, I'm going to pick it up from a store. Second item, I'm going to want it to be shipped to my home address. Third item, I want it to be shipped as a gift to my niece for whatever, Christmas or her birthday or whatever the case may be. All of that integrated into one flow, one seamless way, and the order comes into AX exactly the way that it was meant to be.
So in the interest of time, I just ran the scheduled job to synchronize the data back into Dynamics, right? And I have just one more thing to do, which is synchronize online orders. So I'm going to go ahead and do this. Obviously, you can schedule all this and they can run every minute or whatever the frequency you so desire to do is. And it brings the data back. So let's go into the, so I now as a warehouse manager, now I need to take an action because this product needs to be shipped. So you go into what, this is the sales and marketing area. So you should be able to go into this and you can go ahead and click on sales orders here and click on open sales order. And you're able to see the specific new sales order that we just brought in. Let's go ahead and open it. And you're able to see the M200 camera that we chose, and including the blue color. And it says which site and warehouse this has to ship from. So all this was configured data, but now we have stamped the order that came back from the online store with the required data information. If you go to the header information, you will see the name, you will see things like the delivery address. It'll tell you the exact shipping method that was used to ship this, that you would like to use for this particular order. In this case, I believe we chose standard, and that it would tag it with that particular thing. So the other, so now the warehouse, the order processor, the warehouse manager who wants to ship these product will go through a series of steps, including they could create a picking list, and they might pack it and the like. And so as they go through these steps, the order status will change to be shipped or delivered and the like. And at that point, we can go back into the online store, and we can look at the customer account history, and we will do a direct query back into Dynamics to get the most recent status of the particular order. So this basically, the tracking of the information happens because of the real-time service that we have. We're able to fetch the information directly from Dynamics, and we're able to get back the information for the customer itself.
And the other important thing to note there is, again, from an out-of-the-box solution standpoint, as this order goes through a variety of different states, like it's been picked, or it's been packed, or it's been sent out, there is also, Dynamics can be configured to send notifications to the consumer. So they can get information that is sent to them, so they know what's going on from an order standpoint. And like Meera said, they can go online and actually check it whenever they please.
Okay, so let's just go back into a couple more things within Dynamics AX itself. And one of those is, I'm going to go back into the retail section here. And let's just look at the online store and how it's specifically configured. We have the online store, which is the Contoso online store here. And what you will be able to see is some of the things that's associated with it. For one instance, you can look at the price list associated for this particular online store. So this is the set of products, and this is the set of prices you have. You can see the price that's associated on November 14th. But if you want to look ahead 2 weeks, you can go ahead very well to November 28th, and you can see the little list of prices that's associated at that particular date within the system itself. There are a number of other things that you can do here, including like the setting the modes of the shipping options and the like. In the interest of time, let's just go into the catalogs area. So this is this catalog that we have configured for this particular channel itself. So when I open this, what you will see is this is the catalog. You see the navigation hierarchy that we saw in the online store here. For example, you can also notice that home appliances I deactivated. So we didn't see home appliances in the main online store page, because what I had decided to do was I decided to pull it out. So this is a live reflection of what you can see in the online store. Let me go ahead and click on electronics here. You can see the list of products that I have for this. Let's go ahead and select the first one and click on attributes right on top. What you see here is the sum total of all the attributes that apply to the specific product. So you're seeing the brand that shows up, the dimensions, the entire set of attributes that show up is essentially reflected within the specific product itself. And you can see there's some attributes that are specific to the category that it belongs to. So the laptop category gave a set of attributes, but there are certain others that are, because it's going to the online store, there's certain other set of attributes that you can see that is part of the same thing.
So Meera, you said you can associate this entire navigation to an online store itself.
Right.
So you're showing the catalog. Can you show how it is associated to
sure.
the channel?
Let's go back into the online store itself and click on Contoso online store here, and you should be able to see the specific navigation hierarchy that we have here. If I go ahead and click on that, we can see the entire navigation hierarchy, and we'll be able to see even the set of attributes, for example, that is associated with this particular node. So I think this is associated at the laptop level. So let's just go ahead and click on that, and we should be able to see the...
So if you had any of those attributes at that
or
level...
Or at that level, it would show up right yeah. here. Yeah. Yep. Anything else you
no.
want to cover in 10 minutes? Okay, so we'll make a switch back into slides. Yeah, one quick point is this whole store experience will be shipped, and is starter. We're calling it a starter online store. It'll have code shipping with it. We will look at some of the other customizations in the next section too. So moving on to the next section, this is about customizing a Dynamics for e-commerce solution. We'll see what are the kind of customizations we can do. So the customization itself can be, the first thing we'll go through is about the entity mapping and how the various entities come together in the published search index itself. We'll look a little bit at about the e-commerce web parts that we will ship with the starter storefront that can be leveraged for any other storefront that you will build. We will look at the extending the commerce runtime services, and we will look at a little bit more about the customer account management. So this is a slide with many boxes, but let's there is some animation. Hopefully that should help. But basically, what you're seeing on the left-hand side right here is the Dynamics entities. What you're seeing at this here is the product catalog site collection within SharePoint. And what you're seeing here is the publishing site collection entities that you will use for the UI itself. So starting with the right at the beginning, the first one is the product attributes. We saw in the demo how within AX you're able to configure a very rich schema for each product depending on the category it goes to and depending on the online channel that it goes to. So all of these product attributes that are configured are directly create a site column as required within the product catalog site collection itself. The next one is the product catalog itself, which sort of binds these products. It's a collection of products together. And essentially, we formulate a content type with the list of site columns that can aggregate into a single content type. The navigation hierarchy is translated into the term store. And essentially what we are able to do is leverage the managed navigation scheme within SharePoint. Products and variants become list items. And what we also do here is, in fact, we do scale and we do build multiple lists as required depending on the size of your product catalog. So as we do both horizontal partitioning and depending on the kind of schema you have, we can also do vertical partitioning. So all of this can be done dynamically and there doesn't need to be any input, or you can choose to say that you would like for it to be done at some category level. So you could choose to say laptops should go into a certain list and TVs can go into another list, and even that is allowed. So in that basically enables you to do further enrichment in the SharePoint product catalog if you so choose to. The last aspect is about attribute metadata. So we do also allow you to configure some attribute metadata within Dynamics. So for example, if you would like to refine a specific attribute in the online store, you can specify it directly from Dynamics, and it will create a managed property that's required, which is basically tagged as refinable. Or if you want something queryable, you can tag it also from Dynamics. And when we create the managed properties, we will make sure that that's also tagged as refinable, searchable, queryable, and sortable as required by, as directed by the Dynamics system itself. So as you can see, what we have in the Dynamics system is about the business content, and we are surfacing that. And the publishing process is what essentially takes this from the being a business content to making it displayable content and storing it within the product catalog site collection. So from there on, this goes into the search index and it's served up for any for the UI elements to show it. The first one is, of course, the site collections that you're familiar with. The next is the master pages. You're able to use and frame what the site should look like using a master page. Page layouts, you can specify the look and feel of a single page. You can specify content search web parts that now leverage the data that's in the search index. So you can configure the queries accordingly, and you can specify display templates as required. So this sort of brings together all the various entities that across the two systems. Oh, did I skip a slide? Okay, so this is the list of out-of-the-box storefront web part controls that we will ship with our current release. And essentially, as you can see, there's a fairly rich set of controls here, including everything from the shopping cart, the mini shopping cart, something like a promotion code that can leverage the Dynamics promotion code, an add to cart. And we also have the display templates for the product detail view, the gallery view. And as you can see on the we have a bunch of page layouts that we'll also ship and that can be leveraged.
So what this slide actually is representing is the architecture behind Commerce Runtime. So Meera talked a lot about the entity and the entity mapping between what comes out of Dynamics and how SharePoint stores it and renders it. But a variety of different conversations that we have had today in terms of business logic and the computation, we realized that out of the box, even though we ship taxation, pricing, promotion, discounts, whatever, we realized that almost every implementation in any customer site requires fundamental aspects of requirements that we will not be possibly able to meet. So this was put together as an ability for us to not only acknowledge and ship some of the out-of-the-box capabilities, but also to make sure that the extensibility model supports it. So what you're looking at is a commerce runtime that has a core kernel that exposes a set of interfaces upon which we call them as plugins or services interchangeably. What you're seeing here is whether it's a customer plugin, promotion, taxation, shipping, all of these are plugin code that sits on top of the kernel that works out of the box. And for all of these plugins, we actually give the source code away as well. So you have a starting point. You don't have to start from scratch. And it does a good set of capabilities right away. But for a variety of different reasons, if you want these capabilities to be extended, modified, and whatnot, these plugins, we allow you to actually go ahead and modify it or replace it if you choose to. The other thing that you can also think about is this particular commerce runtime is what is being going to be used. And Meera mentioned this earlier. I want to stress this. You can embed this in the channel itself. So for example, in the SharePoint online storefront, CRP can be embedded in order to provide a better computation capability as well as scale-out capability as well. So on top of it, we also use the commerce runtime for providing what we call as a symmetrical capability. So not only does the online channel use CRT for all these computation, we also leverage the same thing for, let's say, in a point of sale in a brick and mortar store and whatnot. So computation from a pricing, taxation, whatnot is symmetrical across all channels, so to speak. And we also try and expose, in the future, we want to expose set of REST APIs on top of exactly commerce runtime, so you can build thin clients like a Windows 8 app, a rich client on top of it so that all the computation can be done elsewhere and I can have a much cleaner way of actually leveraging commerce runtime, so to speak. So the ability for you to change the plugin, replace the plugin, is a fundamental part of the architecture that is very, very important as you implement this in variety of different customer or market requirements. On the back end here, once I think Meera touched upon this in terms of order flow, but the Commerce Data Exchange, CDX stands for Commerce Data Exchange, both real-time and the batch way of moving data, that sends the data into Dynamics, and most importantly, both the real-time and the synchronous way of sending data is completely extensible. So you can send additional data if you choose to. You can modify data in one place and make it available. And from a real-time standpoint, you can actually use that for, let's say, if you're buying something using your gift card, if you're buying something using loyalty card, you can immediately call your head office system and deduct the points or deduct the gift card balance right away as opposed to waiting for a few more minutes or a few more hours for that balances to be to be deducted. So these are all the set of runtime services that we ship out of the box. Again, many of this will be available for you to customize. And more importantly, if there is a service that we don't ship, you can actually write your own service and make it available as well.
Okay. Let's switch to a demo quickly. So I did show you the pick up in store scenario. I'm going to do the same thing, but we're going to do a little bit of customization here using the Commerce Ajax services. That's a wrapper above the Commerce Runtime services. So let's go here into checkout. I'm going to go ahead and click on pick up items in store. I'll go ahead and put in the zip code. But I'm going to also go ahead and enable the F12 for developer tools. Let's go ahead and start capturing here. I'll go ahead and click on this here. So what I want to show you, so these are the set of calls that we made, and the first one was obviously to Bing Maps, to just figure out the latitude and longitude and how to look at it. Let's look at this next one. And what you see here is essentially the response. It made a call for the store availability information. And this is the response in JSON from the Ajax service for store availability itself. And I'm just going to go ahead and query for, I think it's quantity here. And what we will see is we can also get, yeah, so you see the quantity is 80 there. So that's for one of the stores, the quantity is 80, and I believe the other store, the quantity is 7. So all of this information is already available as part of the Ajax service, and the call, it's already available. So what I'm going to do right now is just going to expose this data of quantity available, which I was not previously doing in this particular screen, to show that you can actually see the quantity of available itself. So let's go back into the code view itself. The code that you need to do right is very simplistic, and it's basically JavaScript code that you will need to do to cycle through the product availabilities and bring it onto the storefront itself. And I'm going to also go ahead, and I have a div tag here, I believe that I can, yeah. So the div tag here, I'm just going to go ahead and uncomment this out. Okay, and then let's just go ahead and save this here. And I'm going to reload that page, and now what we should be able to do is expose this item availability that is already available as part of the runtime service and the AJAX service, and we should be able to see that in this particular page. So I'll go back into pickup items in store. Let's see if that refreshes it. Okay, so I'm just going to go ahead and do another search. Let's hope it comes back in. I'll cancel this out. And let's hit an F5 refresh here. Yep. Okay. And there you see the Southridge laptop 19 was 80 item availability. So this is rich data from the dynamic system directly available through AJAX services and very easily integratable into the UI web part in with these. So you have the 80 availability for store 2, and you have the 7 available for store 1. And obviously, you can add a lot more business logic icons and make this presentation a lot more richer. But you have the data available so easily. The next demo that I will show is about the shipping carrier integration. So this is about essentially customizing the commerce runtime layer that Balaji touched upon a little bit. So let's go into the code here itself. And what we are doing is essentially we allow you to plug in any shipping carrier that you would like. And we have very well-defined interfaces that we are defining. So in this particular case, what you can see is the Contoso shipping carrier adapter is basically inheriting from the iShipping carrier service, and because of which it has to implement a certain set of methods. This demo showcases the shipping carrier's ability, but this is the exact same approach that you would use to add a new payment provider or add a new tax provider, for example. So there would be a similar interface that you can extend. And clearly, there are three things that a shipping carrier cares about. The first one is the rate calculation, and we have some logic here that displays the rate calculation, which says that it's about 20. The total charge returns 20 for all products that are greater than 10 in weight. And then there is an address validation, which can be very specific per shipping carrier. So you can have a very specific shipping carrier address validation if it applies only to California or it doesn't apply to Alaska or whatever it is. But you can add that address validation here. And then finally, you have the tracker code, which is basically the ability to track the shipping shipment and where it is also easily pluggable here through this interface itself. So with these three things, and after once you have compiled this and you generate a DLL, essentially what you have to do is you have to register this into the commerce runtime configuration itself. And what you will see is this particular Contoso shipping carrier here. That's the assembly name. And you give the public key token to register the specific assembly with this particular system, with a particular commerce runtime. So now, once you're done with this integration, the next part of it is to go into Dynamics and be able to integrate the shipping carrier with the channel itself. So we have to add the new shipping carrier we have provided into the online store so that it can be used. So now I can go into the online store. I go into Contoso online store right here, into the setup tab, and I can click on modes of delivery here. And I can go into manage modes of delivery, which is essentially the shipment options. As you can see, I can see a Contoso shipping here. I'm going to go ahead and add a line and add this particular Contoso online store into this. And I'm also going to say for which set of products this applies to. So you are say which channel it applies to and which products. I'm going to say that it applies to all electronics here. And so with this, I can go back and I'll go ahead and click on close here. And close here. And now what we need to do is just run another synchronization job to get this into the online store itself. Maybe in the interest of time, Balaji, we can go to the other slides and I can show this after.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. Go ahead. So,
oh,
sorry.
as Meera is synchronizing the shipping option that she set up, let's take a few minutes to look at a few other important things that was shown in the demo that is very important to understand. So if you remember the first order that she placed, an online customer came in and they were able to either register and place an order, or they could do it as an anonymous checkout flow. And the important thing there is all customers, when they come to an online storefront, are known and you can track them if you want to. And the beauty of this is that most organizations in the world these days are looking forward to actually saying, how do I not only convert an opportunity or an interest into a sale, but more importantly, keep track of all my customers, keep track of what they have bought, what they have returned. And this 360-degree view that they are looking for is enabled, again, out of the box by the solution, because every given online shopper, when they register, you can track them directly from within the solution. And more importantly, you can actually, again, out of the box, we have the ability to do loyalty and loyalty schemes. And not only you can do pricing and promotional differences, I can then say these customers who belong in this particular customer group can have a different loyalty scheme, and they can earn points and they can redeem points in order to make those purchases. So not only converting an interest into a sale, knowing what they're purchasing, and also to keep them sticky, meaning that repeat purchases are possible. The other thing Meera touched upon is the ability for them to not only just register and whatnot. We support both a normal authentication in terms of how we support customer registration, but we also support Facebook credentials as well. So you can sign into the online storefront, again, out of the box using Facebook credentials. Now, I know most of you are hearing about this online e-commerce solution for the first time, and what we are trying to do here is make it extremely easier and flexible for you to not only learn, but also to leverage what we have built. And more of this information you're going to see shortly, but the idea is that we'll give you a VM that is fully packaged with the demo data, with demo scripts, with bunch of source code that we talked about, both for CRT as well as for online storefront and everything else, that you can leverage and learn about the solution before you can implement. And more of this information around documentation, collaterals, blog post, and whatnot is going to happen after our RTM, which is in a couple of weeks as well. So I'll skip this as well and give it to Meera once I'm done here. The important thing is, most of you who may not know about Dynamics and the online e-commerce storefront here, there's a variety of different ways to get started. If you want to know more about it, please stop by our booth. We have a booth here at the SharePoint conference. We'll have more information to talk to you about. We also have ability to publish all this data on TechNet, on both IT Pro and developer documentation. We've also included an email alias. In case if you have any questions or issues or anything else you want to talk about, please send us an email at dynamicsretail@microsoft.com. It might be related to any technology issues, pricing issues, licensing issues. We'll be able to help you and answer you as well.
Okay, so I'm going to just put in the address here. And let's go ahead and click on this. And as you see, the Contoso shipping shows up here. The new shipment that we added shows up right here on the online store now. So this is an easy way to integrate new shipping carriers, new payment providers, and tax providers using an interface that we will provide with the commerce runtime itself. One last demo that I'd like to leave you with is the mobile online store. And essentially, this was done using the SharePoint capabilities of defining a device channel. We leveraged it, and we were easily able to render the entire storefront experience using the mobile form factor itself. So you can easily click on, for example, the cameras, and you will see the digital cameras that it'll load up here in a minute. One second, I hope. Yeah, so we are going back to a box in Redmond, actually, for this particular one. So you can see that, you know, we have the whole form factor. It has the entire capabilities, including add to cart, checkout, pick up in store, all of the capabilities in a very similar UI, and rendered for the mobile form factor itself. And one of the big advantages of this whole device channel experiences is that we can have the same URL that somebody goes to, like contoursostore.com, and if they go through the browser, they'll get the desktop form factor, and if they go use it through their Windows 8 phone, they will get it in that particular form factor. And they don't have to really remember two separate URLs to go to. So it's a one single URL, and you will get the experience that is ideal for that particular device itself. So with this, thank you. So yeah, so with this, I think we will be ready for some Q&A. Oh, you have one more, right?
One last slide on very quickly summarizing the key takeaways. So SharePoint 2013 offers fantastic platform capabilities that we have leveraged in order to build rich, out-of-the-box e-commerce solutions. So there are many, many, many different vendors out there who have e-commerce capabilities, but having it out-of-the-box, having it fully integrated, having all the capabilities that we talked about is very important. And if you attend many of the SharePoint sessions here at the conference, the ability to build e-commerce on search, but search is not an afterthought. There was a session earlier this morning on adaptive experiences where this was highlighted. So that's very, very fundamental to how the solution can work and how it differentiates from everything else out there in the market. And more importantly, from a commerce runtime standpoint, it's just not about having a storefront, but having all the business data, rich data, computation-wise, that is symmetrical across is key here. And last but not the least, we understand that what we are shipping here may not fit every customer, every market, every implementation. So we have taken the pains to make sure that extensibility is integral part of our solution across all solution components, whether we're talking SharePoint or Dynamics AX or Commerce Runtime, Commerce Data Exchange, all of them support fundamental aspects of extensibility, giving you the benefit to customize it to your implementation. Before we open it up for questions, we really appreciate your feedback. Please take the time, give us your feedback. This is the only session that we have on Dynamics and the e-commerce solution. Again, if you can give us feedback, we'd love to hear from you and make the rest of the future sessions as better as it can be. So with that, take the time to come to the microphone to ask some questions, and we'll be happy to answer as many as we can.
Greg from Minneapolis. I saw you had stuff there with the Ajax runtime and the some of the client-side services. Two things. How friendly is this to SharePoint Online? And number two, do you support kind of the new SharePoint app model with all the client-side object model and kind of that distributed processing concept? And or do these things, does the extensibility require server-side code?
So the first question was about whether we support SharePoint Online, right? Yeah. So today, what we are shipping with this release is primarily targeted towards on-premise system. And the second question was about whether the code was server-side or client-side. Was that right?
Is the extensibility supporting client-side tools or is it more server-side?
The extensibility on the UI side? Because the extensibility is across all the layers, right? So the commerce runtime is certainly extensible as C-sharp code, right? And the extensibility with the web parts are we leverage essentially the content search web parts. So it's customizable using that framework of SharePoint itself. So we completely, in fact, the one part of the demo that I didn't show was we plug in very well into the SharePoint Design Manager, which you might have seen across other sessions, and the web parts and the controls and everything that we ship will essentially be customizable using the Design Manager.
Right, but would that run on the servers, the SharePoint servers, or can you run that using the client side?
You can do both. And in fact, in the online store we are shipping, right, we have some things that are done client side using JavaScript too. So
it's kind of a mix today.
It is a mix. It is a mix of both. Yeah, and the yeah. So the runtime services will run. The logic will run on the SharePoint server, but the you can do the UI aspects of it is completely, of course, can be client side.
Thanks.
We allow that. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Thank you for the informative presentation. I'm Tony from Nashville. Clearly, there's going to be a lot of folks out there with SharePoint 2013 public-facing websites that don't have Dynamics AX.
Right.
And I realize you guys are probably you're from the Dynamics team, so it's not the fairest of questions, but what is the Microsoft story for those smaller companies and those companies who don't have Dynamics AX and don't have any plans to go there as far as surfacing e-commerce type functionality inside of SharePoint 2013?
Right. So actually, it's a good question, and it goes both ways, right? So customers who don't run Dynamics or don't plan to run Dynamics but need to have e-commerce presence, that's one segment of customers whom we need to talk about. On the flip side also is a set of customers who run Dynamics but have made investments on other technologies outside of SharePoint in order for their e-commerce offerings as well. So what you just heard here is the end-to-end solution that we have built that we believe is going to move the needle in terms of from a richness as well as from an out-of-the-box capabilities in terms of what customers and partners can leverage. For specific to your question, if there is a customer who is interested in having an e-commerce presence and are willing to take SharePoint and SharePoint 2013 platform, absolutely they can do that. There is no reason to worry about what we have done or any of the components. They can absolutely do that. All the presentations that you're hearing here about SharePoint 2013 and the capabilities, absolutely they can go do that. Where the value comes in is when they tie it together, when they use our commerce runtime, when they use our commerce data exchange, when it is a backend, that's where the value comes in. There is a very fundamental point that I want to make sure that everyone understands. When we think about Dynamics, when you think about ERP, don't think that you have to rip and replace the entire system. That's not at all the model that we are proposing. In fact, most of our customers today cannot do that, right? They have financials, they have warehousing, they have many, many things that we don't offer or we don't even tell them to go do it. If they are interested in e-commerce and if they are interested and they are sold on the value proposition of SharePoint and SharePoint capabilities, and if we can help them understand, hey, this is an out-of-the-box solution, you can take the Dynamics offering, you can trim it down. Whatever Mira showed is a very, very, very small subset of the entire Dynamics. So that's all you need. So think of it as like a subsection of Dynamics that you need in order to power SharePoint and in the e-commerce storefront. It doesn't mean you have to replace financials. It doesn't mean you have to replace any of the other system. It can work in what we call as a two-tier model. This tier is to support the e-commerce storefront, but everything else can plug into whatever system that it needs to. So that's how I would position it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
When are you going to be shipping the starter boxes that you said you will be delivering?
So it comes with the Dynamics release that I was referring to. December 1st is the general availability, so in about a couple of weeks.
Thank you.
I'm not very familiar about the Dynamic system, but I know they have a Dynamic Navision and the AX. Mm-hmm. Are there any difference for those two products?
So just to make sure I heard your question, are you asking if the storefront is available on Dynamics Navision system? Is that the question?
Yeah. Is this demo also support for the Dynamic Navision product?
No. So what we have, whatever you saw here, is available on Dynamics AX, not on Dynamics Navision. So it's built on Dynamics AX as the starter storefront.
Okay. Are there any difference between those two products? I mean, AX and Navision?
Yeah, there is. There are big differences. And in the interest of time, probably what you can do is if you can stay a bit further, I'll take that question, because from market focus, the size of the business, to the capabilities, many, many differences between the two systems, yes.
So is the AX smaller or the Navision smaller? For the business size.
Right, the business size, the way to think about this is AX is meant for larger organizations, global organizations, with bunch of capabilities and complexities that their organizations are running into. That's what it is targeted for. Yeah. Navision is targeted at the lower end of the market.
Okay, thanks.
Congratulations for the solution. What about integration with the CRM in order to mount, for example, contact center?
Yeah, so the contacts, lead, opportunity management, and whatnot. So, again, there are two different offerings from Microsoft from a Dynamics standpoint. There is Dynamics CRM, and again, if you come to the booth, there are people who can talk to you about what the overall Microsoft CRM team can do. AX, the Dynamics AX that we just demonstrated, actually has what I would call as like a bare-bones set of CRM capabilities already available. So you can track your customers, you know what your receivables are, lead opportunity management.
I know the difference, but that there is any kind of accelerator for integrating both products?
Yeah, so there is not for this particular solution in mind. In general, there are a lot of customers who are interested in integrating Dynamics CRM with Dynamics AX in general. So okay. That's the context where it would fall in. We haven't done anything for this particular solution in that context.
Thank you very much.